unprofessional. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host, Webby. Joining me tonight, we have Mr. Devin.
Hey, everybody. What's up?
And as always, when we have this particular special guest, you always hear noises happening during the intro music. Mr. Ross Malcolm Boyd. Ross, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. Hey, I'm not the only one who makes noise during the intro. Somebody else has set that precedent long before I came along.
Who? Name one!
My weird... Austin?
Well... Okay, Austin, Ross called you out, and yep. He not wrong. So, all right. So, Devin, Ross, I wanted to do this episode mainly as a... kind of like an update, like what we've been doing recently, things that we've been that have been keeping our interest recently. For instance, Devin, I know you know that I've been watching The Vampire Diaries again, or rewatching it. But there are a couple other things. Okay. What's that?
I question why, but okay.
It's a good show. I don't know.
It is a good show. It's right. It's a good show.
But you figure
you also have not seen True Blood, right?
True.
So you're watching that for like the 15th time when you could be watching True Blood.
But I mean, is True Blood on that particular website where we can watch it?
Yes.
Okay.
A thousand times over.
Because I canceled my HBO Now thing once Game of Thrones was done.
That's fine. Like, you don't even need that.
Does True Blood have like, you know, just an excessive amount of all those hot bodies like mushing
up?
Yes,
they have.
That is literally the only show.
They have naked ones. I've seen most of, if not all of, the first season of True Blood.
Oh, True Blood? Oh, okay.
Yes, I have.
And yet you haven't gone to go finish True Blood.
But listen, you're watching, I know. I always get. No, this is only my second time watching through. I watched Vampire Diaries, and then I watched the originals, and then I rewatched the originals, then I watched Legacies because you asked me to, and then that made me. Remember all
Donnie,
these other characters.
You watch Legacies? You're listening, Donnie. Have you watched Legacies yet? Donnie? Huh?
I actually think Donnie said he did watch Legacies, didn't he?
Did he finish what originals?
He has not.
Donnie.
He has not watched the last episode of the originals yet.
I'm like, you know what happens.
And he promised me he would.
He did. So, you know what? Next, you're playing the Healer in Wild Classic. Next time he just goes down, fuck him. Say, I'm not healing you until you fucking watch.
I'll at least wait until he soul stones me because he's playing a warlock, and that allows me to pop back up alive if I die.
So, let him soul stone you. Then once he soul stones you, then just wait.
Next time we party wipe, I'll res everybody but him, and I'll say Donnie
and be like, Donnie, if you want me to res you, go watch the last episode of Originals.
Yeah, it's either watch the last episode of the Originals or run your fucking sorry ass back to the dungeon. He will immediately start running back to the dungeon, and then I will never get a soul stone ever again. That's how that will play out. I know.
It sounds like it's worth it.
But Donnie, if you are listening, you did give me your word that you would watch the last episode of the originals. But yeah, so it got me remembering a lot of these older characters, and like, I don't know, I felt this month has been very just, I've been diving into nostalgic feelings. And I started rewatching Vampire Diaries, and I was like, hey, I remember this. I remember, oh yeah, Jeremy was such a nerd. Like, he was just like this little dumbass nerd. I'm finally to the point now where he's like, he's got the hunter mark and everything. So he's like an ass kicker. But Vampire Diaries aside, I have also recently watched, and I don't know how many seasons there are of it yet. I watched the YouTube show. I watched that Cobra Kai show. And I mean, it was okay for what it was. I kind of have mixed feelings. I don't know, did you watch it at all, either one of you?
I watched it when it first came out a long time ago, because I have YouTube Premium.
Oh shit, how old is this show?
Cobra Kai, I think, came out in 2017.
Well,
Maybe 2016?
All right.
Let me see. Cobra Kai came out middle of 2018, so May 2018. Early May 2018, so.
All right.
Over a year old.
Well, I mean, I don't remember what got me. I don't remember. I think it was just, I think I was browsing through Facebook and I had like a video pop up for maybe one of the newer episodes or something of Cobra Kai. And I was like, what is this show? So I did Googled it, though.
I mean, they didn't redo it. They did like not relaunch it. They split up the series. Like I watched it when it first came out, but I was just like, I don't really need this in my life anymore.
Yeah. I finished season one and with the end point, I do kind of feel content if I just left it there. Like, I won't lie. There are some questions that I'd like answered, but
I feel the same way you do, but I feel the same way you do about Karate Kid. Like I was fine with it. I didn't need more.
Yeah. I mean, at the same time, I mean, I do like the dynamic where, you know, Johnny, who, for those of you who haven't seen Cobra Kai, but have seen Karate Kid, or even those of you who haven't seen a Karate Kid, but maybe you know pictures or seen videos of it. Johnny Lawrence was the Cobra Kai member who got kicked in the face by Daniel LaRusso at the end of the Karate Kid movie, where he did that famous crane kick. So, like, essentially this show is, like, it's mainly based around Johnny Lawrence, and he's like this really bad fuck up drunk, like just deadbeat kind of guy. Huh. I will say he loves awesome music. Every scene he's in, they're playing like 80s hair band music. I love it. And he essentially opens up his own dojo, and you know, he helps out his neighbor because his neighbor's getting bullied at school. And he teaches them how to be badass. And he teaches all of the nerds at this school how to become badass. That's essentially the premise of the show. And then there's some interactions between him and Daniel LaRusso, because Daniel LaRusso in the show is a really successful car dealership owner. And yeah, I mean, it was worth a watch for anybody who liked The Karate Kid and wants to go down, you know, and figure out what happened in their lives. But I mean, by the end of the first season, I was just like, well, I don't need a second season of this. I'm quite content with how it ended here. Whether or not I go to watch is there multiple seasons out already, or? The second season was released on April 24th, 2019. On May 2nd, 2019, YouTube renewed the series for a third season, which is scheduled for a 2020 release. All right. So, I don't know. I may watch the second season. I might not.
It sounds like an interesting concept. I mean, I saw The Karate Kid years ago. I've never seen Cobra Kai. I like the premise of kind of like looking like way ahead at these characters, especially focusing on like the other guy. What is the tone of the show like? Is it funny?
It's an action comedy, and it has like it's the hints of that 80s movie feel. Like the action sequences are overly dramatic and kind of goofy. Like there's a scene where he just lost his job and shit, and he goes into like the local convenience store. He goes to buy a slice of pizza. The clerk like just takes the pizza out and is holding it in his hand, and then he's like looking for a plate to put it on, and then he like Johnny Lawrence is getting into an argument with the clerk guy, and then this other kid walks up. Anyway, he ends up going outside and eating his pizza. Gets into a verbal argument with a bum who's trying to kick him off her sidewalk. And then these other kids start harassing his neighbor kid. And he doesn't intervene at all. They're shoving him around. They're calling him names. He just doesn't care because he was that bully in school.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they pour Pepto-Bismol on this guy's head. He doesn't intervene. And then they throw him, and the kid gets, like, shoved into Johnny Lawrence's Trans Am. And that's when he stands up. He's like, dude, watch the car. And then these kids get mouthy. So he stands up, and then one of the kids goes to throw a punch, and he just whoops all their asses. Like, he beats up high schoolers. And you know, you figure more would have come from that. Like, but he was thrown in jail for the night, and then he was bailed out. But I mean, he did beat up a bunch of high schoolers. Right. And like, the thing is watching the show, you kind of, it makes you like this guy. Like, he does grow as a character from what you know of him through the Karate Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they do lots of flashbacks, and like, they take clips from the older show, the older movies, and they insert them into the show. And you start to really like this guy. And then some of the other characters that you really liked from the beginning, you start to dislike by the end. They do a swap. It's weird. Because, like, even Daniel LaRusso, who plays, you know, he's the Karate Kid, you start off not really liking him. Like, he's just kind of this kind of snobby douchebag character. But then he refines his way, you know, and I don't know. It's worth a watch. It was decent.
Interesting. Well, I figure it must have something going for it, because with the grand library of quality programming that YouTube Premium has, you know, they don't have room to just renew any old show.
I don't know. I feel like that's a jab, but I don't understand it because I don't have YouTube Premium, so I don't understand the jab.
I don't have it either, and I don't think there's much going on over there. Unless, I mean,
Devin, you have YouTube Premium.
I could be wrong.
I do.
Do they have quality TV programming?
Oh.
Well, I think that's a no. I'm gonna take it as a no.
We'll take it as a no. And yeah. Anytime that I've seen like a preview for a YouTube show, it just hasn't looked or sounded like something that I would care to watch.
I don't know. I've watched, well, maybe not ones based on, like, that YouTube has created, but I've watched lots of movies and stuff on YouTube.
Oh yeah, same here. Yeah, I've got no problem with like other stuff. I have been super digging into an old anime that I used to watch way back in the day, apparently all of it's on YouTube, which is Ranma One Half, and it's this weird old anime that I really dug, and I'll watch tons of stuff like that for days on YouTube. I'll watch right. Welcome back.
So Ross had made a jab at YouTube Premium, and I wanted to get your input on it because you're the only one in this group who has YouTube Premium.
It's funny though, like I don't.
And now Ross is scraping a pan.
Oh, damn.
I don't have YouTube Premium for the shows. Like, as funny as it is, like, I couldn't care less about the shows.
You have it, so, like,
why do you pay $14.99 a month if you don't care about the shows? Well, it's a very good question. And the question is, for one feature, I pay $14.99 a month. Well, two features, really. One, you don't get any ads on any YouTube videos ever.
That's fine. So that's
cool. I don't already because of my ad blocker.
Right, but you do it while also supporting creators.
All right,
I get it.
Fair.
I got you. Now, the second feature, which is the most important feature to me, is it allows you to listen to YouTube videos on your phone with your phone in your pocket, like without your screen on.
Yeah.
Oh, so it doesn't drain the battery so goddamn quick and make your
phone. It doesn't drain really the battery, and you don't run the risk of like your pocket like flipping something in your pocket and you're going to do another video, and you got to pull it out and stop it and all that shit.
Now, let me ask you this.
Just play it from there.
Can you play the video and then minimize it on your phone while it's still
yes.
playing?
Yes.
See, that's,
yes. Play the video,
that's what I would want.
Back out of the app and go do something else. I do it all the time. And it'll play in the background. And it's totally fine. Like, so it allows background and like phone off play. That's honestly the only reason why I pay for YouTube Premium. I had it for like 3 months for free. It had a 3 month free trial. I had it for 3 months and I was like, okay, I need this in my life. And then it canceled. And I was like, I was sitting there and I'm like, I'm not going to renew this shit when it cancels. I was at work. And when the subscription ended and my phone was off, I'm like in my pocket and just everything stopped playing. And I was like, yeah, fuck that. I'm gonna get it.
It's the little things like that, that make you like, well, this is a quality of life improvement. I must have it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to lie. I wish my web browser on my phone played fucking... If I pulled up a video on that, I wish it would continue playing if I minimized it.
I mean, far and away, Cobra Kai is the best thing that they have. Like, if you're in the Step Up, they have Step Up High Water, and they have Wayne.
Wayne's World?
No, not Wayne's World. Just a show called Wayne. I've heard good things about it. I don't really know what it's about. Let's find out what it's about. What's Wayne about? Talk to you, Wayne.
Wait, Ross, what was the name of that anime that you just said so Devin can hear it, because he'll probably know it?
Oh, it's an older anime, Ranma One Half.
I love Ranma. Ranma's dope.
Ranma's fucking great. I love it. Ranma's great. And apparently it's all on YouTube right now. That's so awesome. I don't know if it's supposed to be or not, but I've been watching the hell out of it.
Don Machi was Ranma's on YouTube, great. Then they got pulled.
They did.
Have you seen Don Machi yet, Ross?
No, what is Don Machi?
Okay, when we do our hangout, at some point I'm going to have you over, and we're gonna watch at least a couple episodes of Don Machi.
All right.
It is.
Yeah, I do love Ranma. Ranma's amazing, and if you enjoy Ranma, you will also enjoy Gintama. Gintama is possibly my favorite anime of all time, even though I don't recommend it that often, because it's hard to get people to watch Gintama.
Gotcha. What makes it difficult to watch?
Because it's very much a show, I don't want to say about nothing, but it's literally an anime show that makes fun of every other anime out there, but at the same time plays it straight when it's not. It plays it straight in the most comical, stupid way possible.
Excellent. I'm going to have to check that out.
It's an anime I don't recommend enough to a lot of people.
Yo, I feel honored. Japanese words really fast, and I didn't understand the name of that anime.
Like, here, I'm going to put this here. Watch it after it's over. 8 minutes long. It's just like...
That guy is bleeding profusely from his asshole.
That's a soundbite I've ever heard of right there.
My God. Like, okay, hold on. I have to describe. I don't generally always describe the links and stuff that Devin sends during SUs, because as we know on this audio podcast, we love visual stuff. You guys can't stop us. So he just sent us a link to this anime, whatever, and it's a dude holding a katana, and he's got to be covered in blood. That is the wrong angle and the wrong position to stab somebody. But there's another dude wearing all white, hunched over, and just this big gout of blood just spraying out at the guy holding the sword. It's not a pretty sight. I feel bad for both these people for different reasons. But yeah, all right, that's my tangent. Man, God, so much blood.
Yeah, like one of the funny things like they'll do is they'll recap the previous episode, but they'll recap the previous episode like it's a different anime. So they'll recap an episode from a completely different show about the recap of last week. So you can just recap and you're like, that's not at all what happened last week. That's what happened on Naruto 3 months ago. What is happening?
That's wild.
So just shit like that. I love Gintama. It's stupid, it's funny, and it's a show I don't recommend often because it's really hard to get people to watch it, but it is funny. Like, excellent. I enjoy One Piece. I even stopped watching One Piece. It's a good show. It's just impossible to recommend that show because there's 1,000 episodes of continuity, legitimately.
Well.
Unlike Detective Conan, which has over 1,000 episodes, but you pretty much can watch the first episode and then kind of just drop in wherever you want. You watch the first episode, you get the premise, and then just drop in wherever the hell you want. If you watch episode 187, then you jump to episode 9,000 or 985, you're just going to get better animation. That's it. There are some episodes that are like a continuity and like certain movies that tie in that make like the overarching story move forward. But past that, it doesn't really matter.
That is something that I've definitely noticed about a lot of anime, and especially manga, that like some of these long running series will put any American sitcom to shame. Like, you know, Cheers was 11 seasons long. It's like, yeah, fuck you. This manga has been running for like 25 years.
See, longest running anime, 25 list. Gintama's on that list. It started filming in 2006 and is currently still going. So that's 13 years in running.
Yeah.
Sergeant Kero.
Sergeant Kuroro, which is literally a space frog sergeant. Love that one. Sergeant Frog. Boom. 358 awesome. Episodes. Bleach ran for too goddamn long. Get at me. Naruto arguably ran for too long. Cut out some of that. I love Naruto. Don't get me wrong. I'm just making a statement. One Piece has 811 episodes as the writing of his article, which I know it has more than that. I know it has more than that. This article's old. I know it has more than that. The One Piece creator is prepared to end the series. One Piece has 900 episodes.
Wow. Jesus.
That's a lot of episodes.
That's why I'm like, Detective Conan has currently... Detective Conan has 951 episodes and counting. It started originally in the show... Originally, the manga started in 1994.
Jeez.
And the anime started in 1996. So it's been running for over 20 years. Let's see. Shin-chan still running. Good job, Shin-chan. You the man. I'm trying to find what is the longest running anime and counting. Like I know it's like some weird, stupid anime. I've seen it 1,000 times. I know it's like some weird, stupid anime, but I want to see what it is. Holy shit.
How many episodes? What?
Doraemon, an anime Doraemon. This is not number one. Has 1,789 episodes and has been running for 26 years.
Jesus, okay.
Wow!
Ah, Sasae-san. I knew it was something. It's Sasae-san. Sasae-san is the longest running animated television series, but it's also probably the longest running series ever. Has over 7,000 episodes.
7,000.
Well, on paper, technically, because it's multiple segments that make up one episode. So it has 7,500 segments, but has 2,500 episodes. So it's still a lot of episodes. But
yeah. I'm not going to start taking points away from that guy. How long has it been running? Like how many years has it been running?
Let's see. Sasae-san is Sasae-san still running? It has been running since 1969.
Oh my god!
What?
The show has been running consecutively since 1969. The manga it was based off of, which was a comic strip, ran from 1946 to 1974, produced 45 volumes, which is approximately 10,000 comic strips.
Wow.
So there you go. The show has been running consecutively for
60 years.
Exactly.
Holy shit. That's amazing.
Longest running TV show ever? that's not true. The longest running US show ever is The Simpsons, but I mean, yeah.
The Simpsons been running longer than SNL?
I think The Simpsons is the longest running.
I would argue like and say, depending on how on the technicalities you want to go into, I would probably say wrestling is probably the longest running show.
Yeah.
If you want to go on a technicality, because technically, I'm sure the first program that ever went on TV is owned by WWE. So if you want to go technical, I would probably say it's running. Let's see, over 60 years, shows that have been running for over 60 years, Meet the Press on NBC has been running, CBS Evening News has been running for 72 seasons, 71 years, Music and the Spoken Word, that's a gospel. Let's see, News Station has been running for News Station.
What?
Gospel. News Station? Those two news stations are tied at 71 years for the longest running show, period.
I don't consider that a show.
I agree with you 100%. Well, there's shows on there, but I don't consider that a show. I'm saying whatever. Well, longest-running non-news television program is Music and the Spoken Word, which is a religious radio and television series that is currently still going on, broadcasted from Salt Lake City, Utah. So Music and the Spoken Word, congratulations to you. Congratulations to you, Music and the Spoken Word. If you could put in a good word with the man upstairs, like, you know, don't send me to help. I'm just saying, don't send me to help. Today Show is the longest running morning show.
This episode brought to you by Words Spoken in the Musical Note.
The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Tonight Show is 64 years.
Yeah, it's been on for a while.
Yeah, Face the Nation. Face the Nation, the CBS stuff. Longest running religious television program broadcast in color. That is a very specific title. Yeah. Like, I imagine hitting out the Oscar and the winning longest running television program to broadcast in color is that's like the lowest bar Oscar. It's not really, I wouldn't qualify for an Oscar. I'd be like an Emmy. Like, if that show won an Emmy, that's like the most low bar fucking Emmy you could possibly win.
whoever has an accolade that specific, it was proposed by the showrunner of that show.
Yeah, it's like
those are the awards that get handed out before they actually start televising the Emmys.
That or like during the commercial break, and there's like, oh yeah, by the way, this person won this. Like, yeah. And for the best edited 30-second clip on late night TV between 1975 and 1995, this guy.
That's fucked up.
Shit, yes.
This guy's the best. Everybody clap for this guy. You know, the audience is like
this.
Yeah. Oh man. So.
Oh my god.
Now moving on. What have you guys been up to? Like, Devin, what have you been up to? Like the past couple weeks, like has there been any shows that's kind of pulled you in that you haven't watched previously that you want to bring up or anything like
shows
that?
Shows that kind of pulled me in that I haven't recently
movies.
I'm trying to think. I mean,
I know you recently watched John Wick 3.
I did recently watch John Wick 3.
What'd you think?
It was fun. It was good. It was good. Okay. Kind of wish Halle Berry was in it more, but it's fine.
Fair.
I really liked her character. I really liked the character. I liked that she used dogs to murder people.
Yeah, dude, that whole fight scene was insane.
Yeah. I recently tried Bang energy drink for the first time. The rainbow unicorn flavor.
Okay.
Good.
I don't know what this is. Sure.
It's an energy drink. Bang is an energy drink. And the rainbow unicorn flavor is watermelon and bubblegum. Surprisingly pretty good.
All right.
Tried it today. It was good. It was good. Good stuff. Gave me a little kick. I was excited. I was able to talk. I was like, yo, hey, I'm alive again. Who needs coffee? This is probably going to kill me in 5 years, but that's fine. I think I'm going to get ready to watch How I Met Your Mother again,
because
I do love that show.
Are starting to get crackly for me. I don't know if you're crackly for Ross, but...
I'm hearing some crackles. I was worried that it was me, because I'm cooking over here, but
I'm
keep muting myself.
Okay.
I'm back. All right. So yeah, I mean...
You're starting to what? You're getting ready to start watching How I Met Your Mother again?
Yeah,
I have. That's another show I have not watched yet.
I mean, that's fine. I mean,
I would say
watch it. It's definitely worth watching. Like, if you enjoyed Friends, you will enjoy that.
I enjoyed Friends more so. I love the girl who played Willow.
Yeah,
and I love Neil Patrick Harris.
They're both very prominent characters.
Yeah,
you know, it's a great show. Like, I really love that show. How I Met Your Mother is probably probably my favorite sitcom.
Where can
I love Friends to death, but How I Met Your Mother is probably my favorite sitcom.
Where can I watch it?
Is it on Netflix? It's Netflix.
I had been watching it on Netflix years ago. I don't know what state it's in.
It's not on Netflix.
Currently. Yeah, I think they just recently took it off.
Is it on the Hulu's? It's on the Hulus, I think. It's on the Hulus.
I don't have the Hulus.
Does your mom have Hulus?
No.
Okay. is it free on Hulu? Let's see. I know some shows you can watch on Hulu without signing in. And you just get ads.
I mean, I guess I can just always check the website.
I mean, that's true too. Also, there's a free trial of Hulu currently going on right now. For 1 month free, so you can get it for a month and try it out.
How many seasons of how many seasons are
I mean there? You're not going to finish it in a week, but
no, but they give you 30 days.
Nine seasons.
I think I can bang that out in 30 days.
Nine seasons, 24 episodes a season. So yeah, you can do it.
I feel like I could do that. Challenge accepted.
I mean, it's totally worth it. Like, you're gonna crack up, and I'm gonna make a lot of people mad out there. Who listened to this show? I reattempted and reconvinced myself
I just don't like Seinfeld. Like both the comedian and the show.
Well, all right. Hold
on. Like, I don't find Seinfeld funny. I think at all, like as a comedian and like as a show, I find it background noise material, but I never am interested in watching Seinfeld.
Now, I have two things to say about this.
It's fine. Like, it's okay. That's my unpopular opinion.
Hold on. You might be surprised. Hold on. Well, I have three things to say about this. I'm adding things to this list. I might have four things. Let me just start, though.
Just start.
First, I don't mind Seinfeld as a comedian, as a stand-up comic. I don't think he's the greatest. I appreciate the inspiration that he has given to other comedians along the way.
He's definitely done something for that. And I mean, him being almost a billionaire shocks me. I mean, Seinfeld is syndicated everywhere. Him being almost a billionaire because off of just his comedy and his Seinfeld show is shocking to me.
Now, the second thing I'll say is I have seen several episodes of Seinfeld. It was never my favorite show. Like, it's not something that it's like it would. Oh, it's 8 o'clock. It's Seinfeld's coming on. I gotta go watch TV. It was never one of those for me.
I like Seinfeld. I will. If you had to lock me in the room and put on a show, I would not kill myself watching Seinfeld. If you put on fucking Big Bang Theory, I'd slit my wrist in like the first 5 seconds.
I fucking hate
Big Bang Theory.
I was trying to take that life raft that you threw out into the water, Devin, all the listeners.
You don't even like Big Bang Theory. You like the chick from Big Bang Theory.
All right, fine. God damn it. Well, you got me, all right? You're not wrong there either.
I also like Kaylee Cuoco. I like her a lot, too. I like all the girls from Big Bang Theory. I think they're all pretty cool. I like the cast of Big Bang Theory individually, but that show, fuck that show. That show is terrible. They're cheesy fucking laugh track behind every joke. Somebody walks in a room and is just like, I dropped my banana, and then the fucking TV speakers explode with laughter because it's a fucking fake-ass soundtrack. Like, no, that's not funny. That's not a joke. Like, if you want to prove my point on how unfunny that show is, look on YouTube and type in look up. Or I'll do what I'm saying right here. That show without a laugh track, then we went in and edited out the laugh track. Nothing they say is funny. Nothing they say is funny.
I will say this. I have recently started watching The Big Bang Theory. I wanted to give it a try. I had spent forever. I had only seen like a couple episodes of it. I knew of it. I was never like it wasn't one of those, oh, Big Bang Theory's on, I gotta go watch TV for me. It was one of those, oh, if it's on, it's on, whatever, that's fine. I'm not gonna go out of my way to watch this show. I started watching it. I started from the beginning, and I don't remember how far in I am right now, but there were one or two moments where I couldn't help but chuckle. Like, I couldn't help but laugh because of something that happened, and that's over the course of however many episodes there are per season. I think there's 20-something episodes per season. Now I've started... The last season I watched was season, I think, 3. So 2 times over the course of that many times, that many episodes. I mean, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I think my opinion kind of like sits in between you two. So like, I think it's a terrible show, and I think that it's terrible that it is as successful as it is. But at the same time, to Devin's point, like, you know, everybody on that show are pretty talented actors in their own right. And the writers of the show are talented writers. They're just pumping out, like, there's no quality control on those scripts and those jokes. They're just like pumping out jokes a mile a minute. Yeah. And, you know, they're not like crafting the best ones because they have to make 22 episodes a season and whatnot. So I think that the show is the way it is and is as bad as it is by design, because it's like playing to the lowest common denominator and, you know, being an annoying portrayal about nerd and geek culture for, you know, boomers to laugh at.
Right. And as far as Seinfeld, I mean, I spoke my piece on Seinfeld, though my third thing that I had to say is I did enjoy... one thing that Seinfeld did do was Comedians in Cars Drinking Coffee. That I thought was a pretty decent show. More so because the guests that he has on, he interacts with them, you know, and you get to learn more about these other comedians and these other guests that he's had on his show.
That's true. I agree with that. So. But I'd rather hear those guests on like a podcast, like a Joe Rogan podcast. Or that. Only reason why is because Seinfeld, if you catch Seinfeld in any other situation than in front of a camera, he's an ass. Like, even in front of a camera, he's an ass. Like, yeah. If you watch that show,
see, I don't he's know only how nice he's to like, his guest. I don't know
if you watch that like show, he's person, literally so. Only nice to his guest. Everybody else, too, he is a dick, too. And I'm like, this dude is like, I get it. You're arrogant, but literally, I don't like this is what somebody said one time, and I'm like, I agree with that the most. If Seinfeld as a comedian came on now, or even like 5 years ago, without the Seinfeld show behind him, he would never make it big.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I'll agree he's that. Not a funny comedian, in my opinion. People laugh at him now and they laugh at the jokes now because he's Seinfeld.
He's a talent from a different era.
Yeah, I think he was definitely funnier for his time.
I wouldn't even say that though, because like you have other comedians who are in the same era who are still doing like great. Like you look at
Yeah, but they've adapted.
No, I know.
Seinfeld's is the same. Like, no matter what, like, his jokes are all the same.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. Like, Eddie Murphy, same thing. Like, Eddie Murphy from the time Eddie Murphy gets on now, 10 years ago, now he would kill it. It doesn't matter. He would kill it because he's just a funny comedian. You get, hell, George Carlin was before Seinfeld's time.
Yeah.
He'd kill it now.
Yep.
Even as a corpse.
Yep.
He'd kill it as a corpse. He just rolled George Carlin on stage. He's a fucking corpse.
Listen, if zombie George Carlin, okay, went out and sold comedy tickets to do stand-up, he would probably break the bank, okay? That would be record-breaking because of several different reasons. First, George Carlin's back. Second, he's a goddamn zombie.
Okay. This changes everything we know.
You know who I would love to see do that now? I would love to see Craig Ferguson dig up George Carlin's corpse and just roll it around and fucking just act like it's just fucking just be that voice of Craig and just come on there and sit there like, yeah, you know, you just tell him that joke, that fucking skeleton he had in the Late Late Show. But it's just George Carlin. Like, I would love that. That'd be the best gig ever. George Carlin, R.I.P.
All right.
R.I.P.
He's
the best. R.I.P.D.
So
that was not the best.
Ross, what about you? What kind of things have you been doing recently? Oh, last couple weeks, maybe the last month or so.
Oh God, I've been driving like crazy, man. I just been driving and driving and more driving. So we have been my wife and I, Jamie and I, have been traveling the country in an RV. If you haven't heard me on this podcast before, I just can't stop talking about the fact that I'm a fucking hippie driving in an RV around the country. Yeah. But yeah, so we've been doing that. We had shows in Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington, and Denver, Colorado. And after that, we had to get back here to New Hampshire, where we currently are, to teach some more ukulele lessons and put on a play and all sorts of that, all sorts of fun stuff. So I basically booked it across the country, and we got back, and I'm tired, but one of the things that I did do while I was in Seattle, which I was really pumped about, was getting to visit a video game store called Pink Gorilla Games. There are a couple of YouTube channels that feature this store in Seattle. It's got two locations, and I was so eager to get myself a Wonder Swan, and I knew that they had them in stock, and I was really pumped to go and like go into a store and like buy a Wonder Swan system and some games. And that's exactly what I did. So I've been kind of obsessing over that for the past couple weeks.
Explain to me, what the fuck did you just talk about?
Okay, so, yes. A Wonder Swan. What would you do for a Wonder Swan? No, a Wonder Swan is a handheld video game system created by Gunpei Yokoi, who was the creator of the Game Boy. He worked for Nintendo for many years, and his last project with Nintendo was the Virtual Boy, There are lots of rumors that have gone around that, like, oh, he left Nintendo because the Virtual Boy was a flop, and that was not the case. He actually stayed with Nintendo longer because he felt like he owed Nintendo, like, he wanted to take responsibility for this system, so he was doing a lot of, like, touring with it and stuff like that before and left later than he was planning to leave the company, but he wanted to go and start his own company start making his own games. And the first system that he designed was the Wonder Swan. So it's a handheld system. It's a lot like a Game Boy, black and white. It's not backlit. This, again, is coming out in the era of, like, it was, what, 1997? The era of the Virtual Boy, you know, shortly 99. After that. 99, thank you. It was like a back-to-basics sort of system. It was cool in that it was, you could play it, like, in horizontal mode, like you would play a Game Boy Advance with the elongated widescreen, but you could also turn it on its side and play in vertical mode. Certain games like over-the-top shooters or different kinds of puzzle games could be played with a different orientation. Unfortunately, Yokoi died before the release of the Wonder Swan. There was a car accident and he was tragically killed, so he never even got to see this thing released. But it had a relatively good run in the world of systems that aren't, like, a huge name. He was a pretty big name, but the company itself, was a new company. It lasted a few years and now kind of has a cult following. But it was only released in Japan. It never came to the States. So it's got a decent library. It's got in the hundreds of games that were released for the Wonder Swan Color, and then the last model that came out was the Wonder Swan Crystal. Each kind of like advancing the way a Game Boy, you know, advances from generation to generation before it finally met its end. Hmm. So yeah, I have the Wonder Swan Classic. It is skeleton pink. So it's like a light pink color, and it's transparent, so you can see all the gears inside, like those Game Boy colors, those and everything in the 90s.
Yeah,
that transparent colors. And I snagged Chocobo Mystery Dungeon, a Digimon RPG.
Excuse me, because... what was that first one you said?
Oh, Chocobo Mystery Dungeon. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I misspoke. Chocobo Mystery Dungeon, a Digimon game, and a Mobile Suit Gundam game, which this particular Mobile Suit game is absolutely baffling. I'm not exactly sure how to play it. It doesn't help that all of these games obviously are written in Japanese, so I've got Google Translate out. I'm like, you know, pointing the camera at the screen and doing the live translation and then like writing the text in and stuff like that. But it's been really fun. It adds a new layer of mystery to playing these games. You know, Chocobo Mystery Dungeon is a pretty simple roguelike sort of dungeon crawler. Except it's like, you know, you're a Chocobo and you're running around and fighting enemies and collecting stuff, and you just keep going down deeper and deeper into the dungeons. Nice. So it's pretty easy to play, even if you don't know the language. But, like, not knowing Japanese and not knowing what this Moogle is telling me right now adds another layer of mystery to it. And, you know, I do.
Especially when a choice, like, when a choice pops up, it's like,
Yeah, it's like, do you want to do this?
Generally, the first one's usually yes, but I don't know if that's even the question.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a blast, and I've been pretty obsessed with it. And I downloaded a bunch of learn Japanese apps and stuff like that. So I've been kind of slowly plugging away at that.
So have you learned any Japanese playing these games?
Yes. I can recognize the not kanji, I guess it is the kanji for book. I can recognize words that get repeated a lot, like yes and no, I've learned a bit of the alphabet.
All right.
So those are things that I've kind of memorized. There's more that, like, I recognize it when I see it, and it's like, oh, I think that's, and I, you know, open up the translator. It's like, oh yeah, 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 that's right. That was like, that was that meant arrow, like as in like an arrow spell, air magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, my buddy Ross traveling the country, learning Japanese from video games.
Hell yeah. Jesus. I was really inspired. There's, I don't know if either of you, know of or follow Kotaku.com. It's a video game website and Japanese culture website. It was kind of what it started off as, but it really focuses mostly on video games. But there's someone who makes videos for them and occasionally writes stuff for them named Tim Rogers, and he did a big like 10 or 11 part series called Let's Mosey, and it was a translation of a real-time translation of Final Fantasy VII. So he goes through and plays Final Fantasy VII in Japanese and translates it as he's playing it and refers to the English text and goes back and forth talking about, you know, the differences between the two versions and how, you know, what got lost in the translation of the English version of the Final Fantasy VII script. Especially because that game was notoriously rushed. There was just an absurdly short amount of time that the singular person, had to translate that entire game. And it's a huge game, even by today's standards. It's a pretty dense game.
Four fucking PlayStation discs.
Yeah.
or was it three?
I think it was three. But still,
that was a lot.
It was a lot. but that kind of inspired me a little bit to say, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna give that a try.
And goddamn it, listeners, me and Ross, you can go back and listen to the episode. We did a playthrough of Final Fantasy VII a few years back. And we tried to beat it in 24 hours.
And we did. If you don't believe us, go and listen.
There you go. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, if we didn't do the side quest that I wanted to do, and if we didn't, like, space out for at least 45 minutes in the fucking arcade game area while I was just holding the PlayStation controller, we started talking about D&D. And then I was like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be playing this fucking game. And then I started playing again. We ended up, I think our ending time for that game, start to finish, we did it in 27 hours and change.
Yeah, it was less than 30 hours.
Yeah, and I really feel like we could have done it. We could have gotten that 24-hour mark if we just rushed past everything that we needed to rush past. But we went out of our way. We got the ninja girl out in the woods. I don't remember her name now. Yuffie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got most all the side characters. We got
Vincent.
We got Vincent, which, I mean, those are all optional characters. We didn't have to go back to get them. We could have just rushed through. But yeah.
Vincent didn't take really long to grab.
Nah, he was kind of along the way. But you just had to go into like an extra room or two.
Well, yes. Well, I think it helped that we knew how to solve that puzzle. You know, first time through, and if you're not using a strategy guide, that puzzle can take a little time.
Yeah.
But we just breezed right through.
Yep. So. All
right. Good stuff.
Well. I mean, the only thing, I only had two other things on the docket that I wanted to talk about. One, recently I also watched the X-Men: The Dark Phoenix movie.
Movie's ass.
How did that go?
Now listen.
Movie's ass.
Now listen, okay? I talked to Donnie about this too. Ass. Now, I'm a huge, Ross, you'll know this, I'm a huge Marvel fan. Yes. If I had to choose, it's Marvel over DC. And then in Marvel, I'm a huge X-Men fan. Like, the X-Men are probably my favorite Marvel, essentially, franchise.
I'm 100% with you. That okay. movie was ass.
Now, let me get to it, Devin. I'm not disagreeing with you. there are lots of things about this movie that they mind baffled me to the point where I think my mouth was open. I just started drooling. Like, I didn't know what was happening. I did not care for the storyline. The only decent part about the movie were a couple of the fight scenes, which were not extremely long, but they were kind of interesting. They were entertaining, I guess is the correct word. That's really it. Like, the big bad, I'm not going to spoil it, but the big bad villain, essentially, of the movie, I didn't care for. The whole fucking first scene that we see, they're in space. Okay? I have questions, and these questions are not getting answered. They never got addressed, and that's the part that really baffled. Okay. I have to. Okay. Spoiler alert. Okay.
Wait a second. Before we get to the spoiler alert, spoilers, it's coming. Skip ahead like 3 seconds if you don't want to hear this. But is this better or worse than X-Men Last Stand?
Which one was Last Stand? It's
barely better than Wolverine.
Now wait, hold on.
The Wolverine, not...
Which one was the Wolverine?
The one, the shitty one, the real shitty one with Deadpool.
Wasn't that his origins movie?
Yeah.
I disagree. The first half of that movie was phenomenal, and it was pretty much ripped right from the fucking novels. The second half is where it really lost me and started getting really off the rails.
If the first half was positive, the second half was so negative, it doesn't matter.
No, because I don't like the other Wolverine movie where he fought fucking Silver Samurai or whatever the fuck he was.
Oh, really? I kind of dug...
No, I didn't care for that whole fight. I didn't like it. Anyway.
I mean, the
which one was the Last Stand?
The actual fight didn't do a whole lot for me. But
fight was bad, but I mean, that's also from the comic, too. Him versus Silver Samurai is kind of right there.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, who wrote that book? It was a good writer who did that book, too. And I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But anyway.
I just don't feel... I am highly against the fact that I feel like heated up adamantium should not be able to cut through adamantium. It would be the other way around.
It's not... So, his power isn't supposed to be... It's not heated.
It sure as fuck looked heated in that... They made it heated in the movie.
His powers is he fucks with tachyon fields. So he can generate a tachyon field around his body and things he holds, allowing him to cut through anything. So he has an adamantium sword, if I'm not mistaken. He does have adamantium. I don't even have adamantium sword. I know he has a regular sword.
I think they made a point to make it an adamantium. That's why I thought, why is sword cut through a regular
sword? In the movie, they made it adamantium, but originally it's a regular sword, but he can adjust generate a tachyon field around his body, which makes his sword cut basically on a microscopic level. So he can actually shave the electrons and shave the atoms of...
All right, well, if they explained that in the movie, maybe I wouldn't be so upright. That's literally the only part about that movie that ruined the whole movie for me. Like, the rest of that movie, again, was pretty... Oh, it was all right. Nothing will hold a candle. As far as the Wolverine movies, nothing will hold a candle to Logan.
Yeah, Logan's the best. Like, Logan is
hard by the best. Like that one. That was kind of a...
What? What?
I'm kidding. I dug that movie a lot.
Now, okay, going back to my original question, which one was Last Stand again?
It was the one that came after X-Men 2.
That was the one where Phoenix...
That was the original X-Men 3.
Yes.
I don't know. Fuck. That's tough, because that movie was dog shit. But this movie was like sparkly dog shit.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I haven't seen this new one yet, but I still think that Last Stand is better because they should have known better, and they didn't. So, like, X3, like,
they had a blueprint on what not to do, and still did some of the same shit that they shouldn't have done.
Right. Yes, exactly.
You're contracted to build this building. You're like, all right, the last building collapsed. Here's the blueprints from the last building to make sure the new one doesn't collapse.
Got it.
Oh, fam. Cool. We'll just use this.
And then he's like, oh shit, we're running out of time. Let's go to those last blueprints and incorporate some of that in this new design. 5 months later, it collapses. Well, never saw that coming.
Yo, maybe there's too many pillars. Let me remove a couple of these and it'll just collapse faster.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay, so Devin, you've seen the Phoenix movie. Okay. Austin, yes. Or Ross, you haven't. So no. Ross, this is gonna be a little spoiler. It's from the opening scene.
You can spoil the whole thing for me if you want.
It's dog shit. I mean, the movie's not good. Okay, so moving forward, spoiler alert, if you don't want to know about Dark Phoenix, stop listening right now. Fast forward about 5 minutes until Devin
explains. And if you already know about Dark Phoenix,
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm right here with you. I mean, it wasn't great. I won't watch it again. Like, well, I lie. There are a lot of things that I won't do, but if Ross wanted to watch this movie, I would watch it again for him.
I
will say that. But by myself, I'm not watching this movie ever again. So, Devin, my question. Mm-hmm. Opening spin. They go to space, right? They're trying to save these astronauts. I was calling them spacemen. I almost called them spacemen. The astronauts from the ship.
Call them spacemen. Okay? You're obligated to call them spacemen now.
Okay. They're going to save these spacemen from the spaceship.
Space house, please.
So... here's what I don't get. So they throw a giant fishbowl on Nightcrawler's head and they tape it to him, right? So he can presumably breathe like an astronaut suit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he proceeds to bring Quicksilver over to the spaceship. Quicksilver does not have one of these fishbowl helmets on his head. And Nightcrawler's hands and feet are exposed. I don't understand how Quicksilver didn't die from lack of oxygen and why they felt the need to put a fishbowl on Nightcrawler's head at that point.
Did Quicksilver just keep running back and forth between Earth's atmosphere and space?
No, he was legit just running in the spaceship.
Oh, okay.
He was speed moving through zero gravity to grab these astronauts. But he did not have the helmet on. Now, I understood when they brought Jean over, you could argue the fact that Jean put a psionic field around her, blah, blah, blah. They didn't do that with Speedster Boy. That was the part where I literally started drooling because I was like, this is the premise of this movie. I don't like it.
You know, I'm not sure I understand that either. Like, even like, I mean, jumping over to DC for a second, I'm thinking of like Green Lantern creating like his little bubble that he can go into space with.
Right.
But like, how is he producing oxygen? Like,
right. Yeah. Like, and that's the thing. Out
real fast.
Yeah. Yep. I don't understand. And they legit, I didn't see them connect any type of oxygen tubes into this fishbowl. They literally just slapped this giant fishbowl over Nightcrawler's face and then just taped around the neck.
Is that like a secret power that Quicksilver has? He farts oxygen?
I don't know. It boggled my mind. Okay.
Well, you know, I don't know. In my head, I want to say most of this was still Fox. That's what I want to say. Most of this was still Fox. I know Fox, Disney bought Fox. I want to say most of this was still Fox. It was already done before they got their hands on it and they just said, fuck it.
Yeah.
I really hope they just like reboot.
Yeah, I don't know. Just, like, you know, I like the cast.
They should have a movie. Just make like a bullshit, like when the Disney app comes out, just make a bullshit short. Get all the cast from like the Fantastic Four, get all the cast from X-Men, and then just fucking bring in like the fucking Ultimate Nullifier and just fucking pull a lever.
No. Like, here's the thing.
Erase that whole universe and they all just pop up in a new universe.
Here's the thing. From X-Men First Class to this movie, okay, that set of cast members, okay, I like the cast. I have really nothing bad to say about the cast in this movie. It's literally the writer's fault.
if they're, this is the problem though. Like, and this is I hate to say it, like even going to like,
they were not written well.
What's his name? Yeah, no, this is the, going back to my like, point I made a while ago about the second guy that played Spider-Man. Like
Andrew Garfield.
I liked Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. He did a lot of like research and work for the role. It was just a really poorly written character.
Yeah.
Like, he was the worst.
He was literally handed a bag of shit and said, make this good.
He was. And the thing is, he prepped so much for that role. He's like, that was the role of a lifetime for me. Yep. I love that. Like he and you could hear it. And like he did an interview shortly after that after he got like Ether was announced that he wasn't being Spider-Man anymore. He did an interview and you could almost hear him choking back tears. Like he was so just defeated because he's like, he just like, I did everything I could. I read probably over 100 comic books. I read like all the different origins of Spider-Man. He's like, I did all this. I read Spider-Man when I was a kid. He's like, that was my guy, you know? And he did all this research and then it was just that. But unfortunately, and it sucks. You have a lot of good cast members, but when you have multiple shitty scripts, you kind of got to Thanos snap everything away. Like, not, you can't get rid of the script writing and then bring in a good cast because that cast only has a little bit of life left, you know? So you got to kind of start fresh. So I kind of hate to say it. Like, I feel like we're going to get another X-Men reboot at some point.
Well, I'm hoping if they do, now that it is now a purely, it's going to be a Marvel franchise, you know, Disney owns it, right? I feel like if they do, they better just fucking do it right. Like,
I kind of hope that they do. I hope they give X-Men the Avengers treatment, where they have solo movies for each of the characters leading into the culmination of the X-Men.
Well, some of them don't necessarily need solo movies. That's the thing.
Yeah,
think they need solo movies.
Not all of them.
Honestly, like, you know what I think that they should do? Honestly, follow along the old school, like the 90s animated cartoons. Take some of the fucking plot lines from that.
That's like, what I've been saying about Batman for years.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Batman gets it. Batman's a weird one. Like, they get it right, and then they get it wrong. Like, it's like, oh, this is perfect, and then he immediately goes to the left.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I love, like, the X-Men, and if you had Batman some of, like, if you did, like, the Savage Lands arc.
That last one.
Like, if you had, like, the Savage Lands arc in there, or, like again, from the cartoon, that arc where they go to,
You could even...
They got the fucking collars to nullify their powers, and then they had to break out of prison.
I would go dog shit simple. Like, and they can go dog shit simple. I would just go so dog shit simple. You have the X-Men, who are, you know, they're the good guys who are shunned by society because of their powers. You have the Brotherhood, who are the bad guys who say fuck society because society doesn't like us anyway. You have X-Men, you have Magneto, you have...
Then you have the Morlocks and the sewers, and then, who are shunned by society because their physical appearance is appalling.
We can get to that in the second movie. We don't need that right now. Right. Dog shit simple. Right. Like, literally just good versus evil, and at the end of the first movie, you have kind of like the X-Men have been like not public, not trying to be public about their powers. Like, go back to X-Men Evolution. That old cartoon back in the day, that was a solid cartoon.
Well, I mean, that wasn't way back in the... I mean, the one that I referenced back was in the day. Way further back.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I mean,
but like, I liked Evolution, too.
Them trying to hide their powers. Get them as young teens who earn their powers like they are now, but they're trying to hide their powers, doing missions and things in secret. And then in the movie, mutants are, you know, they're in the spotlight, they're public. Then you start seeing them getting persecuted and, you know, the discrimination comes in. Like, they played it up in that whole thing when I think at the end of the first season of Evolution, they X-Men were kind of outed as who they were. They were outed.
Yep.
And then, you know, like, perfect example, Jean Grey, she was captain of the soccer team and all this. The school took away all her trophies. They're like, well, you clearly use your powers to win, you know, and all that shit. And they're just, and they get shunned by society, and you start to see like the Brotherhood maybe has a point. And so you kind of have that. I would just go dog shit simple. X-Men versus Brotherhood. Keep it simple.
I think you're absolutely right. Like, I mean, the Phoenix saga is just like a huge convoluted thing, and everybody
it's convoluted and it really that involves like five other groups of people. Like,
yeah,
the Fantastic Four was in there. I think
my biggest issue is the fact that the Phoenix is one of, if not my most favorite Marvel character. She's right up there. And the thing is like, I really enjoyed the Dark Phoenix arc in the comics, and they just fucked it all up. That's what really angered me.
They don't need it, because this is the thing with the Phoenix. This is the issue that, like, I had said even about, like, back on the DC films, back in our review of, like, Justice League and shit like that, is they start big. Like, yeah, they had a couple movies in between, but everything was leading up to the Phoenix. The Phoenix is universe ending. She's a universe ending.
Yeah.
Villain.
Yeah.
She is an Avengers villain. Like, I mean, she's an Avengers villain, and you guys haven't really overly set up that the team, like, they barely scrape by with Apocalypse, and Phoenix will bitch slap Apocalypse like nobody's business.
See, that's what they should have done, is they should have started doing the lead ups, and like Ross said, had the kind of these, maybe not so necessarily solo movies, but have these movies for characters that deserved it, and then led and had the Phoenix be way down the road as your Thanos-esque villain.
I've been saying since day one about, like, going back to, like, DC made the same issue. Every time they make a DC team-up film, the enemy is Darkseid and Apocalypse. No. Stop doing Darkseid. Stop bringing in Apocalypse. Stop it. You want a villain that threatens the world? That's, you don't have to introduce Darkseid and introduce that whole other, you have to introduce a whole other two worlds. And then you have to introduce a fourth dimension that the new gods live outside of. Like, don't do that. It's a bad play. Don't do it. You know who to pick? Fucking Mongol. He has a flying planet that blows up planets, and he captures people from the planet and makes them fight it out. If they lose, he blows up the planet.
Now that's DC.
That's DC.
Dude,
Mongol.
Dude,
he has DC, a Death Star, DC, and he beams DC people move on his ship and fights them. And if you lose, he blows up your planet. Dude,
DC Marvel crossover: Mongol and Mojo.
Oh, Mojo gets slapped.
Listen, no, they're not against each other. They're working together.
Mongol doesn't need Mojo.
Fuck! I was trying to give you a fucking basis of comparison from a Marvel perspective.
Oh, no, okay. I thought you meant like a crossover. Like, I don't need a crossover. I don't need a... No, like, I want to keep DC and their shit away from Marvel.
Because they'll just taint it?
I mean, yeah. I mean, Marvel shit's bad, but I still watch most X-Men films over most of the shit DC puts out.
I will say this right now. If you lock me in a room and you're giving me a choice between watching fucking the Phoenix movie or Superman movies, I'll choose Phoenix again.
Yeah. I'm still questioning why we're getting a Namor movie, but that's just a separate issue.
Well, I don't know.
Like, maybe we have a Marvel's Namor movie, but we don't have a Susan Storm. Like, what is this? What is this?
I don't even know. What is anyway? This? That was my tangent. I wanted it out there.
That's a fine tangent. It was a solid tangent. You made a good point.
I finally saw the Phoenix movie. We're not going to do a review on it because we've already know our opinions.
Dog shit. Dog shit out of 10. There you
spoiler,
go.
Spoiler alert. Skip skip ahead 10 seconds. Ross?
Yes.
The big villains in the Phoenix movie? Fucking aliens.
Not even famous ones.
Just fucking generic, fucking stupid ass aliens.
The villain should have been the Goblin Force.
The what?
The Goblin Force should have been the enemy in that movie. That's a deep reach. A real deep reach. But Goblin Force is the Phoenix Force from another Earth.
Effectively
the same thing.
Oh, God.
It's not, but it is. It's like the Black Phoenix Force. It's really weird. It has all the same powers. Black Phoenix Force.
I know the villain.
The Beyonder. The Beyonder should have been the villain.
No, I know the villain for the next movie.
What?
It's going to be very anti-character, but they'll have to just rewrite it, and who, I mean, hey, they rewrite shit all the time. Slapstick. Yep.
Okay.
Fight me.
You know what? Let's make a movie where Professor X and Magneto are both dead and the villain's Onslaught. Let's do that.
Well, if we're going crazy.
What do you mean? What's so crazy about Slapstick? I mean, he's... All right, legit, he's just a cartoon.
You just said that with a straight face.
I mean, listen.
Mad Jim Jaspers. That's the villain. Mad Jim Jaspers.
I mean, I don't know. Honestly, though, if you had the X-Men, if you weren't going to have like an entire other opposing group like the Brotherhood, I mean, who would you want as a villain?
It should be the Brotherhood. Like, it legitimately just needs... The first movie needs to be the Brotherhood. That's probably the most iconic.
I don't think the first movie needs the... What I think... Yeah, I think the first movie should be one of the Brotherhood members, and then they should do a Brotherhood movie. I want to see a Brotherhood of Evil Mutants movie. Personally,
no, that's a fine movie. Like, it's fine, but like, I almost
and then have the third one be those two fucking clashing.
You could easily just have.
You could even have that iconic, the iconic opening from the '90s cartoon where you have all these X-Men running and then all the Brotherhood running and then they just slam into each other in the middle.
I'll do you one better. Like, I think the same, because I don't think we need two. I don't think you need two movies for it. You make one character.
That was three movies.
You know what I'm saying? You don't need two movies to set up the... You don't need two movies. They're movies to set up the X-Men and set up the Brotherhood. You make
you're not selling it to Marvel now because they're going to try to milk this cow for all it's worth.
That's fine.
That's
it's
why
fine.
You pitch it as three movies.
No,
then,
no, you're,
then
fine,
they're more
it's fine.
Likely to bite.
It's fine. So what okay. You do is you make a character. It can even be Jubilee. Who cares? You
no, pick a character, fucking change. You make, change a character.
What's wrong with Jubilee?
I have no. Okay, we'll go back to Jubilee. Hey, Dazzler was in the Phoenix movie.
Yeah, what?
She was in there for a scene. She was singing and causing a fucking light show.
Jubilee's one of the strongest X-Men. What's wrong
with
Jubilee?
Okay, we're not. This is pre-vampire Jubilee.
No, not even including vampire Jubilee.
And she's not.
She is.
No,
she legitimately is.
No. I refuse to acknowledge this, man. I'm from an older time where literally her power was to destroy VCRs.
Her power was she created her fireworks.
Yep.
But
she could blind people with them.
They later found out in the comic books that the reason why she was also had like her psionic shields, if I'm not mistaken, she gave mental blocks on her own self. To basically same thing as kind of as Gambit. Gambit can also detonate organic matter. He just has mental like his mental blocks on himself.
Whoever wrote those are dumb. I don't think the Gambit should be able to explode organic matter.
There is a there's a different Gambit out there. What's his full name? It's not it's Gambit, but it's like Gambit from the future. If he just let go, is it fuck it?
Well, I hate that.
He's basically completely completely energy, and then he's basically a being of pure kinetic energy and just blows people up because he can't. Yeah, he's dope. But also, too, she has the ability to detonate matter at a subatomic level. That's what if she really cut loose and like came into her own with her powers. So Jubilee's actually pretty dope. But besides all that, if you don't want to Jubilee, who cares? Pick somebody. Doesn't matter. Pick somebody. No.
What's wrong with Iceman now?
Pick someone who's in the middle. Nothing's wrong with Iceman.
Iceman was one of the original X-Men. That's why I chose him.
No, pick someone in the middle of like Brotherhood that you base them as the main character and you tell both sides of the story through that person. So
holy
you have the Brotherhood. You have the Brotherhood trying to recruit them for reasons, you know, saying, you know, we're not one of them. We're better than them. They don't like us. Da, da, da.
Okay.
You have the X-Men. You have the Charles Xavier approach. He's coming in like, no, you know, we're different, but we can coexist. We can do this. You have it between them.
So kind of like X-Men Evolutions.
Kind of.
Because they did that. They did that with Rogue.
With Rogue, yeah. Rogue would even be a good character to do it with. Like Rogue's dope. People love Rogue.
Yeah.
But 100%. Like I think it should totally happen. Like you have one character. You can tell both sides of the story, both situations from you know how both sides views from. In one movie without having two movies drawing it out, you get one character that you know for sure is going to be super well developed because they were basically the main character of a movie. They're super well developed, kind of like how Wolverine was the main character in the first X-Men. He was the one who went on to become successful because he was a well-developed character. You do that, you have a nice developed character. Hollywood's loving me.
I'll tell you this right now, a very successful movie would be if you had a very well-developed Rogue.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying Hollywood loves, they're in love with women right now. I love it. It's great. So Rogue, I love Rogue. Rogue's one of my favorites. Let's get Rogue in there. And then you have Rogue as that in between both sides, kind of hearing both. And, you know, maybe she's hanging around with these guys for like a mission or two, or maybe she's with the Brotherhood doing some stuff. And then she's over here doing some stuff. And yeah, it works. I think that works out the best. That would be a solid movie. It'd be worth seeing.
That would be rad as fuck.
It would be. It's almost like I should be in Hollywood.
I was just going to say, you want a job?
I mean, if they're offering, I'll take one. Yo, Marvel, call me. Hit me up. If you're listening to this, Marvel, and I know you are.
And they are.
You know what? No. Google. Listen to me, Google. Because I know you're listening. Every time I talk about something,
you always pop up on my Facebook feed.
It pops up my Facebook feed. So next time anyone with some pull over at Marvel is like, man, I just need a fucking script idea for some X-Men, just link them Simply Unprofessional Podcast. If they also happen to be in Russia at the time, bonus point for you, Google.
Bonus points. Full show. Man. Nailed it.
Bonus points for you, Google. So there you go. Do it, Google. Let it.
All right.
Make this happen.
I think Devin just won this episode.
Devin wins every episode. I mean,
I will say this.
There's a reason why he's the number one co-host.
Yeah.
Looking at Dark Phoenix, it made money?
Question mark?
No, I mean, it did.
It did.
Had a budget of $200 million and made $252. I mean, it made money.
I don't think that definitely didn't make enough to warrant any in type Hollywood of sequel terms, past it.
It did not make money at all, but it made money.
Is that worldwide?
It's on DVD now, so yes.
Whew, man.
It's rough.
I mean, rough. even technically, the Warcraft movie made enough money overseas to warrant a sequel.
Don't get me started on that movie.
Listen, it was a good goddamn movie.
You know what? I said don't get me started on that movie. It's fine.
I will war stomp. You know what? Any listeners out there, you didn't like the Warcraft movie? Fight me. Come to my house. Tell me why, and I'm going to just fucking headbutt you right in the face.
I'll fight you just because I can.
Let's go. I'm going to war stomp you.
We're going to have a boxing match. We're going to have an amateur boxing match.
You know why I'm going to war stomp you? Because I'm a fucking torrent. Boom. Roar.
We're going to have an amateur boxing match, me and Webby.
No, Devin, me and you are going to do one of those insane fucking team MMA fights.
No, dude, what we have to do is we each have to recruit a team. But let's not tell them what we're doing. Then we all meet up, and then they just like, the night before we're going to drug them, they're all going to wake up in the ring like, what the fuck's going on? And be like, look. You have to kill those other guys or you're not getting out of here.
Man, this sounds like a really insane, like, Saw-esque movie.
And then it's going to be a social experiment, so it's legal.
All right.
And then as the fighting starts, we're going to act like me and you are charging to slowly back away and just see how crazy people get. Just tape it and sell tickets and be like, yo, this is what humanity is. Are you not entertained?
Yeah, well, dude, we'll sell it as essentially like an art exhibit.
Yeah, it's fine. Like humanity.
Yeah, this is art.
Humanity. This is humanity.
Yeah.
It's a social experiment. Don't.
God damn it. We're going to be millionaires. I still want to fight clowns.
I'm not going to lie.
Remember that episode? Like, I don't remember what we talked about. I remember we were just beating the shit out of some clowns, though.
And I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. We can beat the shit out of clowns.
Go
ahead.
So we have a couple movies to add to our horror movie list.
Okay, I'm in.
So let me close this Dark Phoenix bullshit down because no one needs to move that. It's a horror movie in its own right. Ross, I don't know if you've been listening.
I am behind.
Okay.
I am several episodes behind.
We are taking listener requests. Until the end of September, for the month of October, when we usually do our horror movie reviews, what we decide to do is Devin chose a movie. Devin, I made my choice of a movie, which I will reveal here in a moment. So those are going to be two of the weeks, and then we are going to review two listener requested movies. Oh, so nice. What we're going to do is we're going to take requests from listeners, and then Devin's going to pin them to a wheel. We're going to spin the wheel, and we're going to choose two and review those movies. So if you have any requests, feel free, and we will throw them up on the wheel. I can't seem to open up my SU Facebook page.
Have y'all done Uzumaki yet?
No, I don't know what that is.
Is this
an anime? Don't be switching. Don't be mixing animes.
Nope. This is live action.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Is it a horror movie?
What is it?
Japanese? Oh God! Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Webby's gonna hate you for this.
I know.
Okay.
I discovered that movie and I just absolutely fell in love with it. This was years ago. I saw
Webby's gonna hate you for this, and I'm okay with that.
No. God, okay. You know what?
They reissued the manga and it looks great.
Listen, so it is an anime.
No, it's not.
No. It's a live action anime.
The live action adaptation.
So far
we have Uzumaki.
All right.
We have The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah. All right. So from Kurt, Kurt wrote on the Facebook page, The Audition.
The Audition?
Oh, God. Oh,
you're making a Word document for this, right?
I'm making the wheel, actually.
The Audition.
Well, we're not going to be rolling it yet, but you can save that wheel.
We should watch Old Boy. Yeah, I can save it.
No, we're not watching Old Boy. Okay,
have
so
you
the,
guys seen The Audition?
No, I haven't. I don't even know what it is. I haven't.
I have.
I have not. I haven't even seen a trailer for this.
Provided he's talking about the one from 99, I think.
It's got to be a horror movie regardless. I don't know.
The widower falls in love and starts
I don't understand a word you guys are saying. The next one on Kurt's list is Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, I love that movie. That's a great fucking movie.
Okay. I don't know any of these movies.
That is almost a must-see horror movie.
Well,
I have yet to see it, but I understand that it kind of like plays on horror tropes.
It does, but it's awesome. Yeah.
Third movie that Kurt posted is called, he put down Trilogy of Terror, and then in parentheses he put At Least the Last Story. I don't know what any of that means.
Trilogy of Terror. I just got to remember what the last story is.
Now,
is that the one with the little tiny monster people?
It is. I wonder if Kurt thinks that's the scene that I said I hated.
Now, maybe
it's not. It's not. I say that right now. It's not.
Now,
but
from my mom. Hi, Mom. I love you. She's the one who requested The Hills Have Eyes, which you have on the wheel. She also said Hellraiser.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in.
And then she will get back to me. There is another one that she's watched years ago that was based on a true story, but she just hasn't remembered the name yet.
Amityville Horror.
So she will. Oh, Mom, is it? Amityville Horror? Because I know that was based on. Wasn't that one based on a true story? Wasn't there like a fucking story, like a?
Yeah, that was the idea. That was the premise. That was the suggestion.
Yeah.
Ross,
do you have any suggestions that you'd like to add to this wheel of terror?
I do actually. It's not quite a movie, but I thought it was absolutely brilliant. The Haunting of Hill House, the Netflix series. I adored that series.
Okay, so you're not getting me to watch multiple episodes of a show.
Yeah,
okay. This is why we do movies, Ross.
I know, but it's just so fucking good. I really loved it.
I'm what,
but
the youngsters nowadays would call a pussy when it comes to horror movies.
Ichi the Killer. Wait, can we add her on to the list?
No. Devin, that was the whole point. I have to be listener reviews, and I know you don't listen to SU. So, no, we can't. That's why we have our own suggestions for the first 2 weeks.
Just asking.
I mean, some of my favorites are like kind of like cultish classics like Dead Alive. the old Peter Jackson movie.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if I've seen it. I told Devin a week or two ago that if we ever got you, if you started listening, if you got caught up listening, chances are one of your recommendations would be that one fucking movie that I hated as a kid growing up that I couldn't remember the name of. Oh,
shit! Lord of Illusions.
Yeah.
Yes.
I figured you'd recommend that just to get me to have a chance to watch it.
I will come over and watch that with you.
Ugh.
I haven't seen that since. Well, no, I watched it since we watched it that one fateful night.
That one fateful night,
dude. That night traumatized me, man. That movie was fucked. All right, so Devin. Remind the listeners real quick, because we're rounding up on almost an hour and a half here. Remind the listeners of what your choice was.
My choice was Dave Made a Maze. I said I would take it easy on you, and I chose Dave Made a Maze, because I've been trying to get you to watch that for a while.
Yeah. And it's a horror comedy, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I also chose one that was technically classified as a horror comedy. We're going to have to watch it on our website. Not to say anything online, but it's a mixture of one of my favorite B-rated movies. And
can I guess?
You can certainly guess. So it's what I feel would be a mix up of one of my favorite B-rated horror movies and a movie that you forced me to watch on here, and we did a review of.
Oh.
go ahead. Okay, Ross, what do you think?
Now I don't think it's right, but I was going to go with Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
That is the one I
love that movie.
Yeah, that is my favorite B-rated horror movie. Yes. So the reason why I say it's a mix between that and this other thing is because it does have clowns. Okay.
Terrifier?
No, fuck that movie. Yes. So fucking hard. Yes. We did that one last year. Fuck that movie.
I know. And, I watched it. I did that episode.
It's Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, isn't it, Webby? I know what's up.
And the movie you had me watch.
Oh, boy.
No. Fuck that movie, too. My choice is called Clownado. I have no idea. I've not even seen a trailer for it yet. I saw Clownado, and it was just a bunch of swirling clown faces in a tornado, and I was like, well, Devin forced me to watch Sharknado, and I love Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Wait, you're talking this?
Holy shit.
This is what you're talking? This is the cover you're talking about?
Maybe.
Clownado?
Nope, that's not it at all. What is that?
No.
That looks creepy. Hold on.
That one?
That's the one.
Yep, that's probably the one.
Oh my god, is that even a movie?
I don't know. I think so.
Clownado is a real movie about evil clown tornadoes that actually exist. Between the highly anticipated It Chapter 2 and Joker heading to theaters later this year, creepy clowns are the middle of the renaissance. While these... I really want to see Joker, by the way.
Me too.
I heard it. Entertainers, director Todd Sheets, upcoming film Clownado. I don't know if that's out yet. I came on. No, that's all. That
came out last year, right?
The first Clownado I posted is that one, but is it the same one? I think it is. That's the same movie.
Hold on, Devin.
Which is weird.
Because
it's made by the same guy.
If you go to. It's for sure.
Did he remake the same fucking movie? Hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to slap you, Todd Sheets.
Hold on. It's for sure. Todd Sheets, yep. Released 2019.
Okay, but he also has a movie, the one I posted there, unless they're just confusing the cover for it. He has that other Clownado movie that is 2018. So let me go. 2018 Clownado.
Yeah, see, this is the cover that I found, that I saw.
Okay, I'm not fucking... Okay, it is the same thing. There's just a different cover for it. All right, that's weird. Because you just type in Clownado.
Oh, I get it. No, I know.
And that pops up. And I'm like, all right. And then I go to the IMDb page, and it's that other one. I'm like, say, this fucking guy just make the same movie 2 years in a row, and like nobody would fucking notice. The movie looks terrible, by the way.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Like, I mean
as of right now, like again,
terrible.
Again, I solely chose it because clowns and tornadoes, and you made me watch Sharknado. I will end up watching a trailer for this movie. And if I'm not feeling it based off the trailer, I will end up switching my choice. So I'm not locked in on Clownado, but as of right now, Clownado is my choice. No, we're not watching the goddamn Terrifier again.
No. Has anybody put Castle Freak on the list yet?
Who?
Castle Freak.
You're breaking up so bad I can't hear you. Castle Freak? No, fuck. Goddamn.
Yeah, Castle Freak.
You're breaking
Castle Freak. We're adding it to the list.
Well, I don't know what this is.
Castle Freak.
We're going to add it to the list because I ain't afraid of shit.
Oh, God. Well,
I ain't afraid to die.
Well, anyway, with that, we're going to end the episode because we're an hour and a half in now. Ross, where can people find you on the internet?
People can find me at rossmalcolmboyd.com. I'm always hanging out on Instagram at @ross_boyd.
All right. And
he's always there.
We are going to be when we do our hangout, are we going to record an episode live?
Yeah, I'd be totally down for that.
All right, we need your recording equipment.
Oh, yes.
All right. Fair enough. And don't worry, listeners, I have not forgotten. We are going to continue doing our interview things. So far, Ross is our only interview, but I'm going to be, I will say, Devin convinced me, and I do like his thing. I did say that we're going to do these series of interviews, and we're going to release them as extra content, not singular episodes, with the difference of Devin is going to interview me, and I'm going to interview Devin. So we're going to have two different episodes based on, and since we are the host and co-host of SU's, ours will be released as actual episodes. So be looking for those sometime soon. Yeah. Voice. And then you get to know a little bit more about your host and co-host duo for SU. Speaking of Devin, where can people find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at @DNP_Pookie and on Twitch at Pook Killed Me. And as always, you can find me on eBay bitching about the Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, just plain and simple.
That's it. Just that's it. Everywhere. I'm everywhere. Not even like making a just, name this time. No, I'm literally just
bitching just about, Dark bitch about Dark Phoenix.
That can sounds you get, like my kind of content. I'm going to get in on that listening bitch about the Phoenix.
Can you give us a moment of Zen with Devin? Do you have one prepared?
Prepared? No. Well, can I get one? I mean, I can give you some Devin advice this week instead of
there we go. Is that okay? That's fine. We'll do.
All right.
Devin's. We're gonna come up with a good name for this because every so often, you know, what advice is helpful?
Devin's self help. There you go.
Okay.
So the self help moment with Devin. There you go. Because it's not always a Zen quote.
Like I think the title needs help, but that's fine.
I mean, you're probably right.
We'll work on it. It's a work in progress.
I'll pound it out later. It's fine. And all I got to say is this, people. Don't tell people your dreams. Don't tell everybody your dreams. The reason why I say this is because people use your dreams as their target practice. And it's true.
Damn.
So, it's true. Your dreams are other people's target practice.
I mean, I dreamt that me and Felicia Day got married.
And then, has that happened yet?
No.
Or did you have that one friend like, get the fuck out of here. Like, that guy. Like, fuck that guy. Fuck the guy that tells you you can't marry Felicia Day. Because why can't you marry Felicia Day?
Well, she's already married. She also doesn't know anything. Me.
And
that
the
doesn't
person
mean
that,
anything.
And the person that told her, told him that he couldn't was a police officer. And
there might be restraining orders in effect.
But maybe. But you know what?
Fuck the police.
This episode brought to you by the FBI.
That same person
brought to you by Ice-T.
The same person that told you that you would never, you could never, it's not possible for you to ever marry Felicia Day. It's the same person that told you you would never fail Eliza Dushku's ass. And look where we are now.
That's a true statement.
Look where we are now.
Touche, Devin. You've brought my hopes back up.
That's what I'm here for, Webby. That's what I'm here for.
All right. And as always, everybody, you guys can follow me on Twitter at JaxForestWalker, all one word, on Twitch at DMWebby, which me and Devin might be streaming this weekend.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yep.
A horror game, even.
Go figure. And you guys can follow me on eBay, also bitching about Dark Phoenix. I also have an Instagram. I don't know.
Petra.webster52.
There you go. Follow it if you want. You don't have to. But if you do, I'll give you a thumbs up. And as always, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Try to get us to Russia. And fuck Booster Gold.
Fuck that new Phoenix movie.
Yeah.
So y'all are on eBay talking about stuff? Is there like some new feature of eBay
that's
now?
That's been a long-running joke that I came up with a long time ago.
I was so lost. I'm like, man, I've been rolling with it. I'm really getting old. Like, people are chatting on eBay now. Fuck.
No, it's been. I forgot what happened where that happened, but for some reason, I was like, yeah, you can find me on eBay.